there's a challenge here because in the same 24 hours, Israel reportedly conducted a very successful and accurate strike against Iranian terrorists in Damascus, and also caused a very sad loss of life and effectively killed 7 international aid workers. And the contrast between the two events is, of course, striking. The IDF will have to do a few things quickly in order to, shall we say, get out of trouble. Two things have already been done. One is to take responsibility for the action and to say, this is us, this is our doing, no ifs and buts, not Hamas, not let us see what happened and let us investigate. But first and foremost, it is our doing. Second thing is to apologize, and we are in the good stages of that. And you see senior commanders, the chief of staff himself in person in English in the middle of the night after he oversaw parts of the after-action review, the investigation, addressing the topic, and that's positive. Third thing, which has not happened yet and needs to happen as quickly as possible, is to show a very transparent and easy to understand result of the after-action review of the investigation. So to investigate is not enough, but actually to show the investigation. And then I think that this time the level of anger, resentment, and really what's on the scale here, probably the IDF will have to consider, the commanders in the IDF will have to consider accountability. Secretary Kirby, or the spokesperson Kirby for the security...
the Pentagon.
For the Pentagon, he mentioned accountability, and I think not by mistake. And I think that in this case, I don't think that it will be enough for the IDF to say, listen, we investigated, this is what happened, we're sorry, and this is what we will do to make sure that it doesn't happen again. Those are all good things that need to happen. I'm not sure that it will be enough, and I think that the IDF would be smart in preempting additional pressure on the IDF by investigating, showing the investigation graphically, very clearly, and then also saying, this is the disciplinary measures that are going to be taken against the person who was accountable for what happened.
Let's have a look at how the Army Spokesman Unit handled this. I mean, way back when, 28, 29 years ago, there was the Operation Grapes of Wrath, and Kfar Kana was a mistakenly fired cannon fire artillery round that ended up killing many civilians. It ended up torpedoing the whole Grapes of Wrath.
Yeah.
And my question is, I mean, these sort of things are sort of inevitable in wars. Was there a procedure inside the, let's say, the spokesman's office on how to deal with something like this?
Yeah, there is a procedure. It's called dealing with a communication crisis, where the first part is to understand that you are indeed in a crisis situation. That's imperative, which doesn't always happen. It may sound obvious to people around the world, but it doesn't actually always happen like that. But the IDF spokesperson unit did. And the thing that the protocol is, okay, this happened. We are now in crisis mode. Priority number one is to get access to verified information and understand what happened, which in a chaotic environment like war, in urban terrain with lots of civilians and terrorists and troops in the air, on the ground, at sea, underground, and each one of them firing and with capabilities to cause damage, then the first and biggest challenge for the IDF is to understand what happened. And after you're able to ascertain what happened, then, of course, as quickly as possible, formulate your strategy as to how are you going to tackle this? What is the main message?
Yeah.
And in this case, it's, I think, rather clear. And I think what the IDF spokesperson, Admiral Hagari, did was exactly what was needed to address the world in rather clear English and to say, we are sorry, this is our doing, it was not intentional, and we are now investigating it, and rest assured that we take this extremely seriously, and to show that. And I think it's very important that the chief of staff did the same thing and added also in English in a very authentic and important message. But we have to go, you know, the protocol here is many times it kind of falls short in the sense of, okay, we've done that, now let's move on. I'm not sure that in this specific crisis, almost half a year after the war started, and with the amount of international pressure on Israel, that is mounting by the day, and the political complications and the reported situation between Jerusalem and Washington and many other things, I'm not sure that the usual protocol will be enough. And you spoke about Kfar Kana in, 25 or more than so years ago, almost 40 years, sorry. Mm-hmm. That was before social media, yes. And that was before smartphones and many other things that are basically that accelerate the pace and the intensity of everything that happens on the battlefield and off the battlefield. So I wish, we were in a situation of that media landscape, much easier, slower, simpler. Today is media on steroids, and a unit like the IDF has to operate extremely quickly under tremendous pressure and, of course, get things right. There's no tolerance for a unit like the IDF spokesperson unit to get things wrong and to present data that isn't verified. That's an important
absolutely.
Thing to keep in mind.
Absolutely. Do you think this could torpedo the continuation of this war?
No, I don't think so. I think that this is a significant event. It has strategic ramifications, but I think that there is enough goodwill and diplomatic ability to do what's most important here, is to get these organizations back on track. That's what Israel should focus on. That's what I'm sure the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Prime Minister's office and anybody else who has an ability to reach out to these organizations, the capitals around the world, what should be priority number one, and I'm sure that it is get them back working, make sure that they are safe, have procedures in place, and show them the international, those organizations, as well as the leaders and the media. Show that you're now taking different steps in order to make sure that it won't happen again, because it is of strategic importance to get these organizations back in action. If they don't, that is a game changer, could be a game changer for Israel. I don't think that it will happen because there are human lives here at stake. And if civilians, if these organizations will stop providing food and assistance, then the civilians will suffer. And I think that the aid organizations don't want to do that. But Israel must facilitate and facilitate it quickly and clearly that it is safe for international organizations, mm-hmm. aid organizations to operate in Gaza, and that we will be taking extra precautions with these organizations and their personnel and their facilities in the future in order to make sure that this doesn't happen again.